Mizmor Kufhei, Pasuk Dalet, Psalm 105, verse 4. Begin reading. Dear Shu, seek or search for Adonai, the Lord. This is the sacred name Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, referring to Ehyeh, the great I am. Dear Shu Adonai, seek the Lord, Ve-Uzo, and his strength. Dear Shu Adonai, Ve-Uzo, seek the Lord and his strength. Bakashu, though this is often translated seek as well, it actually means to ask for or to request or petition. Fanav, his presence, metaphorically his face. Tamid, at all times. Bakashu Fanav Tamid, seek or ask for his presence at all times. Let's read the verse all together. Dirshu Adonai Ve'uzo, Bakashu Fanav Tamid. We translate, seek the Lord and his strength. Ask for his presence at all times. Let me add a little drash on this particular verse. There's two words used here that refer to seeking. The first word is dirshu, as we just learned, based on the verb darash, which means to inquire or search carefully for something. And the other being bakashu, based on bakesh, which means to request or ask for something. Now, both kinds of seeking are needed and in this order. First, we must seek to know the Lord and the truth of his power and his salvation. And then we need to petition him daily for help in our lives. Over and over, the scriptures command us to seek God's presence. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. That's Isaiah 55:6. Seek the Lord and live. That's Amos 5:6. You will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. Jeremiah 29:13, and so on. We're commanded to seek God because God wants to be sought. Likewise, God seeks us because we desperately need his love. So it's a reciprocal seeking, a holy reconciliation that the Spirit bears within us. As we draw near to God, he will draw near to us, as it says in James 4:8. So may we draw near to him now. Amen. This is John Parsons with Hebrew for Christians, wishing you hatzlacha, good success in your study of biblical Hebrew, l'ichvod Yeshua Mashiachenu, for the glory of Jesus our Messiah. Shalom, shalom.